Proclamation number 7746 of 15th of November, 1960. Fighting or serving in love. The path to me is not always even, for I can only be reached into height, and you have to walk upwards, you have to use strength in order to reach the aim. Therefore you will often have to overcome obstacles, you will be exposed to adversities, and your love for me must therefore prove itself if you use the strength which the path of return to me requires. But intimate thoughts of me are enough, and I will come to your aid. Therefore you should not fear the battle of life, you should know that every overcoming will bring you further in your development. You should know that your soul will mature if only you don't lose sight of your aim, if I myself am this aim for you, who truly meets you and supports you where you lack strength. It is only a short time that you live on earth, and if this time brings struggle for you, then you will also know that I am concerned about your soul's salvation, which, however, is in danger if your earthly existence passes peacefully and without any struggle. Then you will always remain on the same level. Unless love fills your heart so that the soul nevertheless matures, then you will probably have less struggle to endure. For this reason, all struggles should remind you to make an effort to live an elevated life of love. And you should not be timid, for you are always in my care when I'm the content of your thoughts. When you endeavor to live in my will, then nothing need frighten you, for then it will only ever be permissions on my part which serve the maturing of your soul, and then you can also always be certain that I will take the burdens from you again when their purpose has been achieved. For I don't want my children to suffer, but I cannot take everything from them because otherwise they cannot progress upwards, which, however, is the purpose and aim of earthly life. Earthly life will always be a certain struggle for the human being, because without struggle there can be no victory either. And the human being shall be victorious. He shall use all his strength in order to emerge victorious against all temptations, against all opposition. He should always remain in contact with me, and I myself will then also give him the strength he needs to resist. And he should always make more of an effort to serve with love, then the battles will be ever less, for only through fighting or serving does the human being attain perfection. Serving love provides the human being with so much strength that he can easily overcome resistance, thus he no longer fears a fight either. For love is strength, and he who has love is also spared many struggles. He who has love progresses upwards, and he also reaches the aim. Amen.